Hello.
Hey, good morning, Chrissy. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing today?
Hey, Dan. I'm good. How are you?
Another day in paradise. My son's first day of high school. My wife's taking all the pictures and everything.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
So I'm just giving you guys a follow-up call. I didn't see an email from you. Did you get a chance to speak to your husband?
I did. I just haven't had a chance to
no
to respond. Life's been crazy.
I get it. Quality problems.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's insane right now.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and do that.
Awesome.
I just haven't had a chance to get back with you on it.
Yeah, no worries. Is right now a good time to set up the account?
Yes, I'm driving, so.
Okay, no worries. Eyes on the road. I'll take care of everything else, you know?
Okay.
So let me just check real quick. Okay, so for the welcome email, initial invoice, and your login credentials for your tracking system, you want those going to the Benson Roofing Company at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And this phone number, Chrissy, the 918-801-8229, is that the number you want the clients to call you at?
No. This,
okay.
How you
I didn't think so.
Got this is beyond me. This is my personal cell phone.
Yeah. Our mapping coordinating team's amazing. I don't know how they found your number, but they did.
I'm like, dang, you guys, like, hunt me down.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. They know your address. They really do have your address on file, though. I was going to verify that next. What's the business number, though, that you want branded?
You're getting ready to ask me that. You know, you would think I would know.
Sure. Let me look it up real quick.
Hold on.
No, no worries. I can find it. Give me 1 second. Benson Roofing. All right, so I have another number here for you. Hold on. That one's not pulling up. Let me go to this listing.
Hold on. It's all over
right.
You would think I would know it, not by now.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. 417-593-1199. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. If it's different, you know, than what I found online for you, just let us know. And it's not like you have to wait a year for a new, like, yellow book to get printed, right? Like, it's all digital, so we could just change it online. No problem. All right.
Terrible. I'm going to get fired.
No way. You're too important.
Thank goodness. I'm ready to get fired, please.
Right. We strive every day to get fired. No.
Yep.
All right, so 417-593-1199. When you get a chance later, just kind of check on that for me, too, just so I can make sure we got the right one for you. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, and let's see. I have an address for you here of 2175 Emery Creek Boulevard in Branson 65616. Is that the new address?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want that address hidden or showing online?
Honestly, I would prefer it hidden just because
Perfect. There
are so many weirdos in the world.
For sure. You don't need random people showing up at your house.
Well, okay, so here's the deal. We had this happen before.
Mm.
And somebody came to our house to apply for a job.
Wow.
Here's the deal. We
Did
lived,
he get it?
You know, out. No, absolutely not. He's out by the daggum shotgun.
Oh, man.
Because our driveway is like quarter mile long.
Mm-hmm.
So we have gates, but the gate was open. And he just come back there. And I'm like, are you?
Wow.
And he was like, oh, I just wanted to apply for a job. And I'm like, I guess you didn't see the no trespassing.
I might have just hired him just because that takes a lot of balls, right? Like, that's pretty crazy, you know? But,
I
get it. That's great. So we'll hide the address online for sure. That way
you
guys don't have random people showing up there. Just a heads up, though, Apple Maps requires us to show the address. So you'll have all the listings except for Apple, basically. So you'll be on Google, Bing, Yahoo, Meta, and Yelp. If you guys ever decide to show the address in the future, we could submit you to Apple Maps as well. Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. The main, the main one really is Google. That's where people are going to find you and call you.
That's what I think that guy was there for, was because we have a lot of equipment and crap, so.
Oh, for sure, for sure. My son, my wife sent him to, like, the liquor store the other day to just grab, like, something for a party, right? So he comes home, he's 15 years old, it's like right, like it's like a 5-minute walk from our house, right? So, he leaves at like, 9:30-ish, right? And so we don't like him out super late, but he walks over there, comes back, he's like in an uproar. He got into like an altercation with a neighbor, right? So me and her go there in the morning. Right. It was crazy. It was crazy. And, me and my wife were like, what did you do? You know, but he was like, man, I swear I didn't do nothing. I was just walking by. So we go over to the neighbors. Right. And we actually know them too. Like we met them before and we talked to them and they said, they saw on somebody going through their truck. Right. And then they went like into an alley and then Wyatt and his friend or our son and his friend come walking up. So they thought it was them. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it was crazy, but everything was cleared up, but it is a crazy world for sure. Okay. So hide address online.
That is the correct phone number.
Oh, it is. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. And service radius, how far do you guys want to target? Because we're able to do up to a 50-mile radius max. You don't have to do the whole 50, but you tell me, how far do you guys want to target from Branson?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, I live in the Ozark Mountains, and so I lose service sometimes when I'm driving. Okay. So, honestly, we just want to keep it pretty close because we live on a lake. And so, it may, by the, the way the crow flies, it may be 12 miles, but it'll take an hour to get there.
Right.
So let's do like 25-mile radius.
25 miles. Perfect. Okay. And let's see. So you guys are doing all types of roofing, right? Like shingle roofs, metal roofs, roof repair, roof installation, etc.
Yeah, so we do standing seam. We won't do it.
Okay, got it. Any like siding, gutters?
We prefer not to, but we do it.
Okay, got it. So the main thing is like the re-roofs, right? Like the roof installation, roof repair.
Correct. Roof repairs, okay. And we do roof inspections as well.
Got it. Roof inspections, too. Okay. Perfect.
Storm damage.
What I'm going to do in a second, too, is I'm going to assign a technician to your company. Our techs are experts in keyword phrases. So in your client interview, they'll go over the keywords with you. They don't guess on them either. They're going to run the analytics to see how people are searching it in your 25-mile radius. And then they'll go over those with you, too. Okay?
Sweet.
All right. Let me double check here. Okay, we're going to be creating you a website, too.
And Mike did have a question about that. He was kind of particular about the address on that because he doesn't want something silly.
You mean the domain? Like the BensonRoofing.com? Yeah. In your client interview, they'll go over your domain options with you. Like they'll pull up what's available basically. Worst case scenario, if you have like, if .com's taken, they could do .net or like they're really good about all that stuff. So if it's available though, we will get it for you if it's BensonRoofing.com. So they'll go over all your options on that in the client interview. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and let's see. Okay, so next step to this, what I'm going to do is secure billing information. I'm going to read a voice verification to you. This will just outline our service agreement. that everything's month to month here, no contracts. And then I'm going to schedule your client interview with your assigned technician. All right.
Okay.
Now, as far as the billing information goes, is it Chrissy Benson on the card, or is it like the business name, both? How does that read?
I mean, yeah, I'm on the account as well, but.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's Chrissy, K-R-I-S-S-Y, right? Is that how you spell it?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank God for spell check. Can't do them on names, though. And then Benson is just like the business name, right? B-E-N-S-O-N?
Correct.
Awesome. All right. Billing address, it's the new address, right? The 2175 Emery Creek Boulevard?
Correct.
Perfect. And the card, is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's going to be a Visa, but I don't have it with me right at the moment.
Okay. So that's no worries. So we have everything set. For the meantime, the next step we're on is the billing info. So we could just schedule an appointment to finish this up. And that call with me, like, it's only like, because we're at the tail end of it, so it'll take like 5 minutes. But your client interview, we block off an hour. Usually that call takes like 30 to 45 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so just kind of keep that in mind. We'll schedule a time that works best for you. I know you guys are go. So we'll make it work for sure. Okay. But what time should I follow up to finish the setup?
I will be back in about an hour.
Okay, perfect. So I'll put you in for an hour from now. And you still have my direct line, right? That I texted you?
I do.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
If you get there sooner, feel free to contact me. If not, I got you in for an hour from now. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Chrissy. I look forward to being your guys' account lead on this. Talk to you very soon.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.